Editor. Thanks to Jim Pisso. Your letter to the editor in the February 1st Outlook, Carlson Rally Stokes fear-mongering, us versus them approach, gave a summary of my feelings about, and descriptives I'd use to talk about Tucker Carlson. Oh, please, people read Carlson's rhetoric and ask if any of these ideologies belong on our landscape. I don't stash my millions with the credit union, so I've left those opinions to you. What I'm alarmed about is our premier, Danielle Smith, jumped up on stage and joined him for 20 minutes. Using the rouge that she takes opportunity to talk to all media types and wanted to get the message out about how great Alberta is laughable. Is Tucker Carlson the right spokesman to promote Alberta? I hope not. And the fact they had dinner together the evening before is a statement in and of itself. Within less than 2 weeks of talking with Tucker, Smith announced new policies regarding transgender and non-binary youth. These policies have been called draconian, barbaric, and cruel by advocacy groups and lobbyists. Physicians are warning her policies will undermine the fundamental rights of transgender children and youth in Alberta, and increase the risk of suicide and self-harm. Part of this is due to the stigma attached to their status. Smith, in her defense of parental rights, said, "We as a society must support and reach out with kindness and inclusion," before she dropped the hammer. Soon, teachers must notify parents if their child wants to use different pronouns or names if same are under the age of 15. At age 16 to 17, parents are still notified. Other proposals ban gender-affirming medical treatment for those age 17 and under, and for hormone therapy for children 15 and under. For sex education, children need to opt in. She is denying surgery for these students until they become legal adults. She's proposing legislation that directly opposes inclusive classrooms and evidence-based sexual education curriculum at the expense of the most vulnerable. Protests broke out across Alberta this weekend, showing solidarity for all who will be adversely affected by these thoughtless policies. Marilyn Foxford, Canmore.